I'm gonna raise a holler about working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
no die, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Hey, everybody, this is the Helping Friendly Podcast. This is our first quick hit for summer tour 2018. My name is Jonathan, and I am here with my co-host, one of our co-hosts, RJ, who was at the show last night. RJ, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm pretty good, aside from not knowing what podcast I'm recording right now, something like that, you know, those kinds of just the usual problems.
How are things there? Because I got to tell you, I'm sitting outside looking at a completely cloudless blue sky, and it's about 58 degrees in the morning here in Tahoe, and it's amazing. Is it like that in DC?
I'm in a white room with four white walls, a white ceiling, and a blue floor. no windows, because this is where they lock me during the day.
I thought you were going to say you're in a white room with black curtains, and then we were going to have a jam session.
I should have done that.
So
next time.
Jonathan, before, as you said, this is our first quick hit, and just a couple things to tell people before we dive into the show. First of all, we'll be doing these, of course, you know, after every show in the morning in air quotes, as soon as we can. Beyond the Pond podcast, we'll be doing more in-depth breakdown of one of the jams from the first four shows, and that'll come out next week, so everyone should tune into that. Jonathan, you saw yesterday that Phish announced, finally, webcasts, the I Saw It Again package, which is, was it 16 shows?
Something like that. It's all the weekends, basically.
Yeah.
All the weekend runs.
Which is cool. We've been waiting partially because we like watching Phish shows when we're not at them, but also because we are, Osiris, we're going to be doing some live sort of commentary before Phish shows and at Set Break, and I think we're going to debut that this Saturday when Phish plays at the Gorge. So people should subscribe to the Osiris YouTube channel if you want to check that out, and we'll be broadcasting through the Relics network as well. So pretty excited about that. And then Jonathan, you will join me, I think, in a week or two weeks when they do Atlanta.
That's the plan.
This Tahoe show, I'm writing the recap for fish.net, which should be up in an hour or so. So check that out if you want to. And I should talk about Lure Social quickly. As people have heard about them, it's a game that, you know, people can play, compete against each other with set lists, guesses and whatnot. The results from night one are in. Surprisingly, Jonathan, I am not on the list of the top anything that I can see. So I think that's probably how it will continue to be, but it's kind of fun to see what stuff. I think I hit a couple of things. I picked Ghost as one of my songs, and that might be it.
So
I guess I didn't win.
The people at the top of the leaderboard, they get to take over our podcast, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. They are now. They're actually now you. So we should find them and bring them on.
They get my job.
Yep.
That's fine. I have plenty of other things to keep me busy, I guess.
So one cool thing is that the guy in first place is Murph. It might be a woman, but I'm just assuming it's a man. And John P, who are both have 25.5 points. And so the way it works, obviously, is you get different points for different things like bust outs and long jams and openers and closers and encores and covers. The long jam last night was No Men, which was 17 minutes and 13 seconds. And Harry Hood was 16 minutes and 20 seconds. So for those people who might have chosen Harry Hood as the longest jam, they got beat out just by a little bit by No Men. So anyway, go to luresocial.com, L-U-R-E social, and play against us. I hope to be, like, you know, on this leaderboard at some point in my life, but I don't know. I'm not very good at it. So anyway, Jonathan, you listened to the Tahoe show this morning, right? What were your thoughts? How did you like it?
I thought it was pretty good, solid tour opener. I mean, crap, man, they haven't played a Phish show since 12/31. So it's been a minute, several minutes, in fact. And I feel like they came out reasonably warm. They So I listened a little last night, but it ran way past my bedtime. So I sat down and listened to it carefully this morning. I thought they were reasonably warm from the beginning. The Free was good. Possum was good, but nothing too crazy. MoMA, like, you felt maybe a little bit of pushing at the edges. And then in Ghost, you know, they bust out with a jam. So we're four songs into the tour, and there's a Type 2 jam with, like, real key modulations and some cool stuff happening, I thought. So overall, I think it was a solid show. And I think it bodes well for what's to come. What'd you think?
Yeah, I think it was interesting. The Free opener was probably not that surprising, actually, in retrospect. But that's the thing about guessing this stuff is you know, it seems obvious. The second slot Possum was not what I had expected. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to get shit for this, but I'm not like a huge Possum fan. But this was a really good version, and I enjoyed it. And I felt like you said, they were they kind of hit it early with the Ghost jam. I did feel like there was some searching for something within a couple of those jams, particularly in the second set. The Ghost was really solid, and like you said, it had a lot of changes. But I felt like in the Ghost and in the Carini and the No Men, there was like a lot of kind of the experimentation, you know, like they'd chase the theme for a minute or two and then shift to something else. And it felt like they were like playing on top of each other or something in a few spots. But what's crazy about Fish now to me is like that only lasts for 10 seconds, you know, and then they find something different or Fishman changes the groove or one of them, you know, shifts gears. So I don't think it was like, I think they were quick to switch, and then they would like land into a bliss group or something like that in most of those jams. And so I don't know, it's interesting. Like the rust, I guess, is a thing, right? They haven't played, like you said, in 7 months, 6 months together. But
Other
it didn't take them long.
Rehearsals, they were rehearsing a few weeks back before the Trey tour, and then again, you know, in the past week,
true,
up to the show. And hopefully, there's some jamming in that. I definitely feel like they were, you know, looking around. I agree with you on that. I feel like they did connect a number of points. I think they were connecting well on the more straight ahead tunes. So Funky Bitch was an excellent Funky Bitch. I think mm-hmm. Stash Jam might be an example of something that doesn't really kind of coalesce. Although mm-hmm. Trey's solo on that, I thought was beautiful. I thought he was, you know, They didn't go Type 2 on it, but you know, he was doing something good. And I think the Harry Hood shows some clicking. It doesn't go out per se, kind of like Steam, which we know has been a jam vehicle. You know, they kind of mm-hmm. they ride that up, but they stay completely tethered. You know, they never launch. Hood's really nice, but it doesn't completely blast off, which is why it's 16 minutes and not 20 minutes or whatever. But,
right. yeah. No, I thought, according to Fish.net, that's the 375th Harry Hood of all time. I was looking back because I'm going to write about this a little bit in the piece I'm doing, but I thought it was like one of the most, the word thoughtful was what came to mind, I guess, with the Hood. Like there's... Sure. There's some of those that are Type 2, you know, where they go out and they actually go into different keys or whatever. But this was just like it felt patient. It felt thoughtful, and it was really nice. I also found our friend Scott Reese during at the very beginning of Harry Hood. And somehow we always end up finding each other during Harry Hood when we're at the same shows. And that was it's always special. So I think that was sort of the most notable jam for me, just because it's one of my favorites. But a lot of good stuff in there, and people should obviously go back and listen to it all.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the encore really says how they felt. You know, they came out and they played a Contact encore. Contact is not a throwaway encore song. It might just have meant that Mike wanted to sing another song, but whatever, you know, I don't feel like they play that at a show where they're like, okay, let's just finish this.
right. Yeah, no, they're having fun and glad to be back. And Trey was there's a little bit of banter, and Trey was laughing during character zero, and you know, there's a lot of they're having fun.
Yeah, and did you have fun?
One thing, Jonathan, I did have fun. I have to say, it was like probably by the time I went to sleep, it was probably like a 21-hour day because I got up early and travel, and all of us were kind of wiped out. So we went back and slept immediately after the show, but which means I didn't see the String Dusters after show, but I'm gonna try to make it tonight. Cool. One thing about the kind of hit in the groove, Jonathan, is like you were mentioning the time that it's been since they played together, but in that time, Trey's had Tab, right? Like two different configurations of Tab. And then Mike's been on the road with Mike Gordon Band. They've all been doing their own thing, you know, to some degree or another.
Paige is making a Vita Blue record, apparently.
Yeah.
Fishman's
been
drumming with, I can't remember that other band, but, you know, a rock band or whatever. So.
Yeah. Mallet Brothers?
That's it. The Mallet Brothers.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess that's like one thing just to keep in mind, right? Is that like these guys are all, it's like us all doing our own day jobs and then coming together to do the podcast, which we do. But it's like, you know, takes a little while to get out of the whatever mindset you're in and get back to, you know, what you're currently doing. So I don't know. All in all, I think they're faster and better at getting in a groove. And I think tonight will be a really awesome show.
I think tonight's going to be really fun. You're going to have a great time. I think the people who are going to the Gorge are going to have an even better time. No, I'm kidding. I think it's going to be great.
I think that's true.
I think that, you know, we're on track. It looks like they're lining up for a good trajectory through the rest of the tour. Let us hope.
Yeah. And we'll see if they, you know, we'll see what happens tonight. But I was feeling a Chalk Dust second set last night, but we'll see. Maybe it'll make an appearance tonight. So, Jonathan, maybe we should leave people with a little bit of the Hairy Hood.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thanks.
I'm gonna raise a holler about a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Yeah, every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
no die, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime dude.